When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today, back tomorrow. Hope you had a great Monday night. Yeah, I'm decked out in Royals gear, young Ben tried to take a shot at me. I fired right back at him.
Now, hold on. I want to be clear.
You want to replay what happened
yes.
at 5:56 a.m. this morning, 6 minutes ago, Sim,
I'm still
fired up right now.
You're moving pretty fast right now, Jake. Good morning. Good morning.
Because I'm fired up right
now. You're like a freight train.
6 minutes ago, something happened in here that caused an argument, caused some consternation in the building.
Okay, now hold on. There's your portrayal is slightly off.
Why? How?
Because I started this problem, and Ben just was sort of a bystander who joined in.
I didn't like the way he approached it, though. I expected that from you. I expected it from you. I'm not mad at you. I'm not bothered by you.
You had a great comeback. I laud you for your comeback, but then it escalated. I
threw profanity in there. I did.
It started to get a little too personal, too.
I threw a bleep bomb.
Okay,
out
so
there.
What happened was.
Yeah, just replay at 5:56, 6 minutes ago. What happened in this studio?
Okay, young Ben is with us. Good morning to Ben.
Benito. Yeah.
I came in and saw that you are decked out in a Royals quarter zip with a Royals cap. And I said something along the lines of, hey, dork, nice get up.
And then you said, well, hello, Mike Jersley over there. The Storm Chasers head coach, or manager, excuse me, manager.
And then young Benito came in
to
the studio. And I said, what did he say that so angered you? He just sort of added
to
what...
I was going to say something, but I chose not to. Like saying he saw me at 5:30, kept his mouth shut because he wanted to make fun of me. And then when you came in and said, hey, Dorco, he says, yeah, I was going to say that at 5:30, but I didn't want to. Here's the thing.
Okay, he got mad.
And here's my response.
Again.
Here's the response I get.
A good response.
By the way, please, if you want to see me decked out in Royals gear, get to the video stream. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. Twitter, Allo961 statewide.
Ben, just get ready, Ben. Here comes the storm.
I'm sorry that your lives have nothing that brings you joy from the daily things you do. Nothing changes.
The
same
grind.
Routine, the grind is all you do. Yeah, I come in here donning in Royals gear, and I wore Dolphins gear yesterday. I'm sure Ben probably said, wow, what a dork. And by the way, he roots for the Dolphins, Sip.
I know.
I'm sure you probably thought.
I know.
Guess what? You know what happened? When I took that jacket off, I had another Dolphins polo below that. It was double-decker in Dolphins yesterday.
Holy God. No. I'm going to tell you something. There is a distinction to be made here, okay? And it's a fine distinction. I liked your quarter zip yesterday. I've told you that it's a handsome quarter zip, that Dolphins white quarter zip. It's kind of white and off-white. It's like pure white, and then there's some off-white.
Right.
No, I like that. But you didn't have a cap on. Now, when you add the cap to it, that's when you move into dork territory. That's what Ben's saying.
I don't have a Dolphins hat that I love.
Probably good.
I own probably three of them. I don't love any of them.
That's fine. Don't love them. Leave them.
I'll wear a Dolphins hat one of these days.
In your bedroom.
Nope. I have a stocking cap that could get worse than me, too. You want to see that one? I'll probably bring that in before an actual hat. I'll come in donning the stocking cap.
Your response.
Which has the tassel that you like to make fun of. The ball on the top. Yeah, I have that one.
Do you?
I wear polos every single day to work. I wear a jacket every day to work. You know, in the wintertime, the fall. I wear pants, long pants.
That's good. Thank you.
I'm donning long pants. Yeah.
You have
some
your
nice
pants
black
on.
Shoes today, as usual. How dare I? How dare I change up from the mold of the everyday polo, the black jacket I wear, and wear something different? How dare I?
I think the word you're looking for earlier was the mundane.
Mundane. There we go.
The mundane life that me and Ben lead. That was a wonderful response.
Yeah.
By you. You got to give him credit.
The profanity
Ben.
Was a little over the top, and I do regret that.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, I didn't need to say that to young Ben. That was a little bit aggressive. I stand by. You can call me a dork all you want. Guess what? My team tied up the ALDS last night.
What was the score?
The reason why I'm donning this Royals blue, by the way, this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by RenewYourAuto.com.
It's not really idle, but
the reason
ahead.
Why the reason why I'm donning this dorky outfit today, uh-huh. of a Royals hat and Royals pullover, is that mm-hmm. Casey went into the Bronx last night and beat the Yankees 4-2.
Jeez.
Series goes back Jeez. To KC tomorrow, game 3.
Hey, that's serious. That's
and,
a big
one. And by
win.
The way, Bobby Witt Jr., the superstar for the Royals, who is probably going to finish second in MVP voting, does not have a hit yet in this series. I think really? He's 0-9 or 0-10.
That's okay.
And the Royals still are 1-1, and they could have won game 1. If I'm a Yankees fan, now Aaron Judge is sucking, but he's terrible always in the postseason.
Is he really?
Nothing has changed there.
Is that right?
Nothing. So this is common for the Yankees. Bobby Witt against Baltimore had both game-winning RBI, so he has played well already in this postseason. So it's not like he's just a postseason bum. He's had two bad games.
Bobby Witt, is he fielding his position well?
He had one mistake last night that gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead. After that, he was great. Okay. That was it. And the Royals, you know, had a big inning, made it 4-1. Never looked back. The Yankees had a solo shot in the ninth, but that was it. 4-2. Yankees lose.
Yeah.
Royals win.
Big.
And so you're seeing Salvador Perez hits a game-tying home run in the fourth inning last night, 1-1. And then they score three more runs that inning.
How does Salvi still running?
I don't think he really runs. What he does is more like a soft jog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been catching for a long time.
I think he's been in the majors for 12 or 13 years. Yeah, I want to say 2012 for sure he was in the majors.
And as a catcher.
As a catcher. Now he's playing some first base. Not last night, but he's playing some first base, some DH once in a while. But he's too good of a fielder to not have him in there at least at catcher or first base. Like, he's that good. He's that good. Still in his mid-30s.
I am having a hard time taking you seriously right
That's
now.
Fine. But It's rare that I have so much sports happiness in 2 days.
It
I can
is.
Wear a Dolphins outfit and a Royals outfit.
I'm happy for you. It's fine. It's just the hat maybe is a... I'm just saying the cap might be a little much, but it's fine.
Breakers on the YouTube chat, I want you to chime in. Or if you're watching, you can text me, 402-464-5685. Is this get-up dorky? Is it proper after a big win in the Bronx against the evil empire of the Yankees? Or should I just come in with my black polo, no hat, gray pants, like another day in the office, another day in the life.
Another mundane day.
Yeah, just nothing happened.
Just a mundane Tuesday. Me and Ben have nothing in our lives
you guys wear your,
to root for.
Wear your UPS brown shirt over there and wear your
gray
sweater.
Gray.
Wow. Wow, what a... So pleasant. Will, Ben, on YouTube, it's a bit dorky. Sorry. That's fine. Sports fans are dorky. When you see a grown adult sip in the stands of an NFL game or anything wearing a jersey, what do you say about that?
I don't know. I think it's funny the guy says it's a bit dorky. I think it's fine. I want to tell you that I think it's fine. I like it.
I think
it's a bit dorky.
Being a fan is being dorky.
It is.
When you see a 40-year-old man in the stands wearing a jersey,
yeah,
you cringe.
Like a Favre jersey.
You've said this before. You cringe seeing
it. It's cringy, but I I do respect where you're coming from. I am jealous that I don't have a team. Ben,
you can hop on if you want.
Ben's not jealous. I'm jealous. I don't have that.
Look what you have done to young Ben. Young Ben. Here's what happened to young Ben. Young Ben is going into the journalism world.
Right.
He's works for the DN, the Daily Nebraska.
Good writer.
He works at this radio station.
Yeah.
And whatever fandom that young Ben has had as a child or a young adult growing up is being stripped from him because he has to keep it between the lines.
No, you don't. Now, you don't have to. Okay. I could adopt. If I was a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, it'd be no problem. But I will say this, Ben. It's kind of unprofessional, this bit I do with Florida State. It's kind of unprofessional. It is. You know, Jimbo and all that stuff. Jimbo used to be the Florida State coach. That's where I came to appreciate
his
work.
Ben was about 8 years old back then.
I came to appreciate his work there. But it's not perfect that I do that, that I root for like other teams sometimes.
I'm glad you do. It makes me happy that you have that in you somewhere still. You can just put all your fandom somewhere deep in your soul where you can't find it.
In the deep recesses of my tired soul.
Yeah.
I understand, Jake.
We have some response.
Yeah, please.
From YouTube. Someone said, Jaron says, I support the profanity before the show.
There was profanity.
I yelled at Ben. He hit a nerve. I said something. I said I should not have said what I said, and I regret that.
Well, God bless you. It's like confessional.
Again, Will says dorky. Robert says looking great. Thank you, Robert, on YouTube. Genga says Jake a hat, sure. Pullover, sure. Together, nah.
Genghis nailed it. Genghis, good job.
Husker,
Genghis is a good
Husker
one.
Tejas says bring on the foam finger, Jake. Yeah, go Royals.
Don't bring on the phone.
Big Red Sloth says, I have the same hat and hoodie, boss. Represent KC. It's not a hoodie, though.
I like the cap. And Genghis is right. If you just wore the cap with a normal shirt.
What about just the cap? What, the jacket by itself?
That'd be good, too. Like you
so
did
it's the
yesterday.
Problem. It's the double.
I said that earlier. Yes, Jake, that's the thing. There's a distinction. Like when you wore that Dolphins quarter zip yesterday, it looked good. But if you were to have added a hat, it would have been cringy.
Matt on YouTube says, you do you.
Yeah, and
Jake,
that's good.
Thank you.
I agree
Matt,
with that.
I did, and I will. A couple more on text time before I move on.
We don't have anything in our lives, Ben.
Someone says, very dorky, but acceptable right now. That's probably a fair assessment. Do I think it's dorky? Yeah, I do. I'm okay with it for this today, though.
It's
Rose from Elmwood. Looks good, Jake. Go Royals. Rocket, Jake. Go Royals. Be royal. Get them, Jake. That's from Rod.
Be royal. Be royal.
Gorilla says, good God. Jake needs to go golf. All right. Sign me up. Let's go golf after the show.
Yeah. Be royal. Be royal. I like that. Be royal.
Husker Mike in Waterloo says, it's less dorky than wearing a jersey. Yeah, if I came in here with a Salvi jersey on, which would be proper for today since he had a home run, it'd be more dorky.
Husker Mike is a great friend of the show. He brought me a fabulous photo from my youth. Hey,
he did, which had AJ in
AJ.
My golf league partner.
Yeah. Now, okay, imagine yourself. What, you got some other responses?
I do. Nyla says, just tuned in. Why is Jake yelling again? Because Ben and Sip got on my nerves this morning before the show about my attire after a big Royals win.
I called him a dork. I said,
and Ben
what's
said,
up, Royals dork?
And Ben said, I wasn't going to say anything before the show, but now I will. Yeah, a little dorky. 20-year-old Ben is throwing shots at me over here.
Shade. Shade.
Yeah. Throwing shade. That's it. Thank you.
Nyla, that was it.
Okay,
I thought
over here.
I mean, it wasn't mean spirit. I want to make that clear. To everybody, it was not mean spirited. I don't think
this one was. This one was.
Ben was
the hammer. Says Jake, you're dressed like you're the manager of the team. It's dorky, but I respect your dorkiness.
I kind of do too, and I'd like to think that's where Ben comes from. I do kind of respect it.
GP and Gretna, what you were at last night, Gretna says Jake, you look regal. LFG, let's bleeping go Royals, baby. Thank you. Proper attire for a true fan. Who cares what Sip thinks? Willie and Scott's Bluff. Thank you, Willie.
Willie, that's fair. It's fair.
Willie in the Mountain Time Zone. Thank you for joining us so early, Willie.
Judging people's clothes is a little bit off base, too, given my usual apparel, right?
Now, how about this? Connor at Kawasaki says,
Kawasaki, cool.
Haters are always the loudest when you're at the top. Here I am. Top of the mountain. Come at me.
How about being the sports editor of the Kansas City Star last night? But what did the Chiefs do?
The Chiefs won.
Chiefs won, Royals won.
And I think there's at the Chiefs. I never watched the football game. I watched the Royals game the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, at the Chiefs game, when the Royals won, there's a loud Let's Go Royals chant that broke out in KC.
Nice. That's a big night for KC.
26-13, Chiefs beat. Chiefs 5-0, by the way, beat the Saints.
Well, here's my question, too. I'd love, and I this kind of stuff interests me, just in a sociological sense. What do you think it's like? What do you think the work productivity is in Kansas City?
You kidding
today?
Me right now? They can't even focus.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 5-0. The Royals, who had 106 losses last year,
mm-hmm.
are two wins away from going to the ALCS.
Right.
For the first time in 9 years, where they won the title.
And John Butler just walked by.
John Butler, Nebraska defensive backs coach.
Just walked
hey,
by.
Hey, John. Come on in if you'd like to. We got a spot for you over
John
there.
John Butler just strolled by. Hey, Jake. So are you serious? Do you think the work productivity in Kansas City suffers today?
I think it's probably encouraged by the employers. Hey, yeah. Fine. It's fine. Come in late if you want to. It was a party last night. Don't work too hard. Bring it tomorrow. We're all partying today. Please wear your Chiefs or Royals gear today if you'd like to. No one will call you a dork. We'll call you a true fan of the city.
Okay.
That is Idle Chit Chat.
That was good. Idle Chit Chat.
Sponsored by our friends at Renew. Your auto. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. We move on from that.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. Quick shout out to the Gretna American Legion. I spoke there last night. It was great. And I stopped at Cubbies on the way back.
I love Cubbies.
I do too.
I can agree on that.
The one real quick thing before we get to Rule. We got to get to Rule. Real quick though, I stop by there. I stop by that Cubbies all the time. It seems like it's always after 9. Man, when you stop there after 9, there's nobody there. It's always striking to me that I walk in. Sometimes there's not even somebody at the counter. You know,
that's concerning.
but anyway, it was fun. Stopped there and got them.
What'd you have? Roller drill item?
No, it's embarrassing.
Well, now we have to know.
I do it all the time after I do like a speech or something, like as a reward, I get the double stuff, Oreo double stuff.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
And I kill the...
How many are in that pack? 3?
No. I mean, you get 7. And I hammered them. Yeah, I hammered them. Before I got home. Not great. Not a great look.
Tasty, though.
Anyway, Rule.
Okay.
Matt Rule.
Matt Rule spoke yesterday in his press conference on the bye week.
Yes.
He did talk. Does this happen? By the way, does he always talk in the bye week?
Yeah.
He makes it
a point.
Okay.
And there was a lot.
Where would you like to start with Matt Rule from yesterday? Have all the audio from this.
There was a lot. I would say to start. Now, I don't know if it would be labeled as such. But is there sound on the running game needing to improve?
Gosh. Well, I'm sure there will be.
Well, what? Okay, skip that. Is there sound on? Oh, okay. Oh, yes, there's sound on this. Turnover margin talk.
I got that.
turnover margin. Nebraska, I'm just going to preface it.
Please do.
Nebraska's plus six in turnover margin through six games. That's excellent for Nebraska, which is a team that struggled in that area. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I think we're second in the Big Ten right now in turnover margin. Mm-hmm. I forget what the number is nationally. I just went through it with the team. So it's a good example of, putting your mind to something and getting it done. And we won the turnover battle again this past game. So it's every game but one. One game we tied, all the rest of them we've won. But I think it's been months and months of work. And it's also just, I think sometimes we think we were working on it last year. And while it wasn't coming to fruition, I still think the work we did last year, the work we did this offseason, the work we did in training camp has helped. And it's just the guys. The guys are, protecting the football. They're, they're running violently, but still have great ball security. So it's been a good thing.
Isn't it nice, Sip? This has been a problem for years. Mm-hmm. We go back to Bo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was an issue mm-hmm. for years. Mm-hmm. And right now they're positive. And guess what? We harp on the games not looking pretty. They're 5-1 mm-hmm. because they're positive in turnovers.
Plus six is pretty. Plus six
that,
is, you know no, what else
that is pretty?
Pretty.
Yes.
You know what else is pretty? Think about this, Jake. We've done this show a long time together, 8 years. I didn't know if I would ever again be able to say these words. Nebraska leads the Big Ten in sacks, 20, and tackles for loss, 42. Nebraska leads the Big Ten in sacks and tackles for loss. That through six games. So there's a pretty good sample size. Not sample size of Big Ten games, but a sample size of games. I mean, the defense is sort of now the discussion has evolved back into, oh, yeah, they're pretty good.
I believe I saw a stat yesterday that said that last year Nebraska had 5 games of 0-1 sacks. So far this year they have 1 game of 0-1 sacks.
Yeah.
So they've been getting two sacks or more every single game.
Right.
Besides so one.
And they have they have multiple guys doing it. I mean, the main ones are Ty Robinson has 4 and James Williams has 4. Those guys lead the team. Okay, do you have sound on what Rule said about Dylan Raiola's performance?
I might. Yes, I do. Here's Matt Rule on Dylan Raiola through the midway point of the season.
I think he's been great. Yeah, I mean, I think he's had some wow moments. I think he gets us in the right checks. I think he protects the football. We had the one interception on the RPO this week. That's as well coached a defense as you can see. They're physical, and the wind, the wind was hard early in the game, and so I think there was some really good lessons, But we knew in that game the best way to win that game was for us to get up and make them play differently, make them play a way they didn't want to play, and so Dylan and the guys led us to two touchdown drives, and. It's hard. It was really hard. With 3 of the 5 drives in the second half started inside the 5. It was hard to get into a rhythm. Now, that's not an excuse. We have to get into a rhythm that way. Don't make no mistake. But I thought that was part of it. But I think Dylan's the guy that the guys on offense look to. We can continue to help him with improved run game. Guys getting open, and I think he'll get better and better and better every week.
Dylan's the guy that the guys look to. I mean,
the true freshman.
Yeah. That's saying a mouthful, right? I mean, you're looking at guys up front that are men, Ben Hart and Ben Scott. Just kind of up and down the line. Not as much now with Gunner. He's a redshirt freshman. Justin Evans is a sophomore. But still, and, Henry Latovsky's a veteran lineman. But, yeah, those guys look to Dylan because he's so mindful of being prepared. And they know that. They know that Dylan is working as hard as the coaches. He's paid better than some of the coaches. But he works.
Yes, he is.
He works harder than most, most people in the building. And players recognize that. And they also recognize his talent. He's done a really good job, I think, of just evolving into that. He didn't push it. He did a good job of coming in and doing his thing and working hard and there's sort of an art to doing all of that without ruffling feathers, and I think he did a really good job of it. So there's that. Okay, we got to get to the block punt. He did explain, Matt Rhule yesterday in the press conference, explained the block punts against Rutgers.
Yeah, you know, first one, I'll say who it was. I usually won't say who it was, but I'll say, I mean, you know, just Gift just blocked the wrong guy. You know, I mean, I say that because I don't think anyone here would question his determination. His, you know, it's not any of those things. It's, you know, they brought the gunner in. He just, you know, he just missed it, right? And then they had a couple long runs. He came over to me. He's like, I got it. I messed up. I got it. And the second one, you know, the personal protector just didn't make the block. So, you know, they challenged you in every regard. And, again, if I could go back, I wish I'd have faked the punt the first one, because knowing we knew they were going to do that, and we knew the corners were just going to sit there. We knew we were going to be able to throw it. It was a little challenging to say, hey, well, let's go throw it in that wind with our punter, you know, but I believed in Brian. And, I mean, I wish you guys could have seen. One of the best things I've ever seen is, you know, this kid gets hurt. He can't even move. He's out there on the little practice mini field, that little AstroTurf field out there at halftime, and he's throwing just to see, can I get my back loosened up to go throw, because we're gonna throw the throw. And, you know, just found a way to get it done. So I think all the guys recognize that, hey, this has to improve. But it's also my job to show them, like, hey, we have to eliminate the catastrophic things, because other things are all like, they're all trending in the right direction, right? Like, our kickoff coverage has improved. Like, they, you know, they just, obviously they fair caught them. Like, you know, our kickoff return didn't have many opportunities, obviously, for that. And, you know, punt rush, we had a chance to go. We had a chance. We got close to blocking one. And Muschini again flipping the field. You know, that last punt was as big a play as I've been a part of. And again, him faking that punt, they then didn't come after us again after that. Right? So that was as big a play as that was. It flipped the field. Then the next punt, he puts the ball down at the five, and then they never really rushed us again. Because that last punt, I was scared to death that they were going to come through. I mean, they're sending one more guy than you have a blocker for. At the end of the day, like, your punter's got to get it off. And, you know, the fake punt slowed them down maybe a little bit.
Scared to death, Matt Rhule. They're going to
come. The whole column in that response, there is. Yeah. I was thinking about it. I could write a whole column.
Just right there.
On that response.
That 2 minutes right there, you've got
a... I got a whole column. It's fascinating.
For a week on that.
I mean, Isaac Gifford, he right away, he just tells you, Rhule is really interesting, that he recognizes there's certain guys he can kind of call out, you know, guys that are proven established guys that have heard all the praise they ever need to hear, but sometimes still screw up. Isaac Gifford blocked the wrong guy. So that was the first punt block. That was a problem. Second one was a shield problem, apparently. The protector, he called it. And I think there
personal
were one
protector.
Yeah, I think there were one guy short on that. I'd have to go back and look at it again, but I think that was the one where we were up there going, why do they only have two guys? They only have two guys on the protector, the shield. So I think they might have been one guy short. But anyway, there was maybe not. But that Rhule said there was a shield issue. What else in that? Oh God, that whole picture. I don't know about you guys. I can be oddly fascinated like a little kid about some things. The picture of Muschini at halftime.
Stiff.
Yeah.
In pain.
Going out to the practice fields at halftime.
Trying to loosen up his back.
Throwing, which, by the way, seems like a little bit risky because somebody could see it and say, why is the punter out there? Oh, I get it.
I wish the Rutgers fans see it. Get this message to Chiano ASAP.
Yeah,
the punter's throwing at halftime.
Yeah, he's out on the practice fields throwing. And he threw a dart. And come to find out yesterday, I don't know if you have that sound. I don't know if it'd be labeled as such, but Rhule always kind of throws in comments. And apparently Buscini's a really good passer. You have that. You might not.
I think I might. Here's Matt Rhule on that.
No, we weren't doing that. We were just calling it. Yeah, we had to adjust the protection to make sure no one goes down the field, right? You know, so in the NFL, it's a little easier to do that because they have to go. They can't go until the ball's kicked. But in college, you can go right away. So we had a full fake on. So
He said it was a full on fake or fake punt, or was it a hot call? That was the question.
What he said was this, because I wrote down the quote. Ben, I'm teaching you something. Do write down some stuff. Just whip down some quotes that are real good ones in case something like this happens. Muschini, according to Rhule, Muschini has one. This really struck me. I don't know why. Bushini has one of the better arms on the team. You can see it.
I was pretty good.
In that moment, I was weirded out by how well he threw that ball. Like, jeez.
You know, there is a punter for the LA Rams for a couple years named Johnny Hecker.
Yeah.
Johnny Hecker. He was known for being a great passer.
Is that right?
They ran so many fake punts.
Is that right?
He wasn't running. It was always passes, and he always completed them. Wide open guys.
Fascinating.
Because they knew that was a weapon.
Yep.
He was a good punter, but he's also effective passer.
Well, this is on film now, and it will affect teams going forward on how they rush or don't rush the punter, how they come after punter, how they come after Bushini. I mean, they have to be very mindful of the fact that, look at him throw it. I mean, he can throw it. And then it may be ruled, and there could be some gamesmanship and rules comments too. Rule smart goes to the podium and says, yeah, he has one of the better arms on our team. We happen to be struggling at long snapper. Maybe that'll keep teams off us a little bit. If I go to the podium and say, yeah, our punter has one of the better arms on the team, whether he does or not, maybe he does.
Well, that was a pretty good throw.
Oh God, it looked beautiful. Okay. Where do we go from here, Jake? What time is, we got some time here. He was kind of interesting talking about, I don't know if you have this because Rhule does that thing where he just slips in stuff quickly. Goal, like his goal this year. He said something at the end of the press, toward the end of the press conference. It was really interesting.
Was it planned for the bye week at all or not?
Like, start with that and see where
here
it goes.
Here is Rhule's, never mind, that's a short answer. I don't want that one. What did he say?
He was talking about.
Oh, hang on. I got it. Here's Matt Rhule, thoughts on the second half of the season.
Okay.
Matt Rhule from yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't set any goals out. I literally mean that. Like, I just want to be relevant, and so I think at least we're relevant. I still wake up at night upset we lost to Illinois.
Oh, God.
That's God's honest truth. After we win, I'm happy for 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay, let's get ready for what's next. I'm proud of our players, though. That's the important message. I'm proud of the work. I'm proud of the lack of distractions. I'm proud of the selflessness. I'm proud of the growth. I'm proud of, you know, I'm not sad about it, but we lose Teddy, then we lose Turner, and now Gunner's out there and he's battling, right? We lose Tommy, who's, you know, one of the top players in the country, and all of a sudden Sierra's battling. I'm proud of Marquise Buford, like just every week. I'm proud of a lot of those things. As it relates to the second half of the season, it's the same to me as the first. Like after Illinois, I could just feel our team, and I could feel our coaching staff. We have to win this game. We have to win this game. And I just enjoyed this game better where the guys just wanted to play. And so I'm going to do my best to go 1-0 every week, even the bye week. I'm going to try to be great this week on the bye week. And some of that's rest. Some of that's getting away. Some of that's practicing the heck out of the young guys. That's really all I look at.
Wow, there's a lot there. Once again, Ben, you could write a whole column out of that one response. You really could. First of all, he just wants to be relevant. Is Nebraska relevant?
Yes. They're right now essentially 27th in the poll. Their second receiver.
They're relevant. And you know what? If the right teams lose this week, Nebraska will be ranked.
Without playing.
Yeah.
He wakes up every night about the Illinois loss.
That was another fascinating comment to me.
Bothered by it.
Yeah. It should. I mean.
A game Nebraska did not play well and still went to overtime against a ranked
team. And then collapsed.
Overtime was bad.
Collapsed in overtime. That will keep a coach up at night. And that was the game where the other team, the opposing team, was more physical, and that drives Rhule crazy.
And since then, that has not been the case.
Right.
Purdue and Rutgers, Nebraska, was at least matching physicality, if not better.
Right. So when he talks like this, I appreciate it because it's kind of, he's echoing what we kind of thought, that after the Illinois game, that Purdue game became gigantic, as did the Rutgers game. But you could sense in the coaches before Purdue and before Rutgers, these are big games. I mean, this is the playtime's over. You know, flowery talk, joking around. It was not happening the last couple weeks. It was serious time. And they did it. They got it. They won those two games where you go on the road. Purdue's lousy. I mean, they're terrible. They're off. They're god awful.
Yeah, they're putrid.
But Nebraska had to go into that stadium, which had a good crowd, surprisingly.
Coming off of a loss.
Yeah, coming off of a loss.
You question yourself.
Yeah, and you still got to go beat a Big Ten team that can run the ball a little bit. And that had been kind of we'd kind of wondered a little bit about that part, getting shoved around up front. They didn't. They shut down Maccabee and Reggie Love. Shut them down. Purdue, then when you do that to Purdue, it's over because they don't have the receivers to get anything going. You like Hudson Card for some reason. I'm not big.
I didn't say that this year. I said last year he was fine, for crying out loud. His first game this year, he had one incomplete pass, so I gave him some kudos for that.
Okay, all right.
We'll come back to Matt Rule in the second hour. How about that? We're all right. We got to get to break. Before that, though.
Yes, what?
I've noticed you look a little famished this morning.
I'm healthy.
You look famished.
I'm not unhealthy.
You're gnawing on your finger.
I'm like not
you're
gnawing starving. On my finger.
Well, I got a solution for you. Head over to The Bird.
The Bird.
Early Bird, 19th is K, because they got everything from breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
It is smothered.
A variety of pancakes, like blueberry pancake, cinnamon roll pancakes.
God. Yeah.
And, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes. Say it for Bill.
Hash holes.
There you go. That was Bill. That was Bill. That was for you, Bill. That was for you, Bill.
19th K, free parking. Also, locations in Omaha and Iowa. We were there last Tuesday. If you haven't been there, that's on you. Jeez. Get there.
Wear your Royals gear.
You get 2% off your order. 2% off with Royals gear on. Yes, if you want. Check it out today. Early Bird, 19th K. When we come back, are we in store for more major upsets this year in college football? Discuss that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.